Praise God. Sorry about that. Let us pray. In Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise once again for the opportunity to be here this morning. Lord, we ask, even as the word will be coming forth today, we ask, oh Lord, that you, the Holy Spirit, will interpret every word to us in Jesus' name. Father, we don't just want to come and hear your word. Father, we ask, oh Lord, for the grace, oh Lord, to be doers of your word in Jesus' name. Father, even as the word will be coming forth, oh Lord, we ask, oh Lord, that the Holy Spirit will make it to have meaning in our hearts and will be, give us the strength so that we'll be able to do what we have had this morning in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Well, I'll first start with my husband has sent greetings from Nigeria, and he's thanking you for all your prayers because everything is going on well. So this morning, we'll be looking at keep your hope alive. I don't know what you are hoping God for, you know, what you want God to do for you, but I'm going to tell you this morning that all what you need is to keep your hope alive. Well, we are going to start by looking at the dictionary meaning of hope. You know, hope is a feeling of desire for something and confidence in it that the possibility of fulfilling it. You know, hope is a feeling we all have, you know, of things we desire. You know, we all have something that we want God to do for us. And, you know, we have confidence in the word of God that those things that we are hoping for will come to pass. So that is the more reason that we need to keep our hope alive. And another meaning of hope is a living force that helps a believer to press forth. You know, if you don't have hope, what are you won't be able to press forth. You know, you have hope will enable us to press forth until we get the desired results. You know, hope, we have to keep our hope alive so that we'll be able to press forth. You know, without hope, life is not worth living. You know, if there's nothing we are hoping for, if there's nothing we are waiting for, then what are we on earth for? So that is the more reason we have to keep our hope alive. You know, hope is very important in our Christian life. Let's quickly open our Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13. If you are there before me, you can start to read. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Praise the Lord. We can see now, it says, now abided faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest is charity. As we can see in this scripture where we have read, there are three powerful forces in the kingdom about hope. You know, hope is very important if faith is going to work. You know, hope is very important if love is going to work. You know, without hope, faith cannot produce. And without love, and without hope, I mean, you know, love will remain barren. So that is why the three, they work together. And we are going to see, you know, as we go in our passage this morning, you see the three of them, they work together. That is why it is very important for us as a Christian that never lose hope. We should not, you know, with whatever issue of life that we are facing now, if we are hopeful in them, you know, we'll be successful. But if we are not hopeful in them, then we don't have success, you know. We have to keep our hope alive. Whatever the devil is bringing our way, what we need to do is just to keep our hopes alive. We are going to go further this morning and look at some fundamentals of hope. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. We see there that the three forces are being put together again. 1 Thessalonians 5, 8. First Thessalonians 5:8. If you are there before me, you can read. Praise the Lord. You know, the three forces they put together again here. You know, hope here is being referred to as helmet. You know, we all know what helmet is. What is helmet? You know, it's a hard cap that we use, we put on our head for protection, you know. You know, how can it, let's look, take for instance, a soldier will go to war without an helmet. What will happen? There'll be no, he will not be protected. So the same thing with us Christians, we have to put on the helmet of hope. You know, we have to be hopeful. I don't know the area you are looking on to God for this morning, but I'm telling you, keep your hope alive, you know. Without the helmet of hope, you know, we'll be exposed to spiritual injuries in our lives. You know, we have to keep our hopes alive for protection. When hope is out of place, you know, the result is not good. Hope is a spiritual helmet. That is what the Bible is telling us this morning, that as a Christian, we have to keep our hopes alive. Praise the Lord. In the same vein, let's look at the book of Hosea 2:15. We are talking about keeping our hopes alive. Hosea 2:15. Hosea chapter 2, verse 15. It says, I will give her her vineyard from there, and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. Hope here is being referred to as a door. We all know the function of a door. You know, we have two doors, or at least four doors to this auditorium, for instance. You know, if we can't have access to the doors of this auditorium, all of us will be outside. There's nothing we can do. Even if we stand out there, we shout, we yell, and there's nothing we can do until we have decided we bring the key or we call the RAC to come and open the door so that we can gain access into the auditorium. The same thing is hope. The same thing is like hope. You know, that is why the Bible describes hope as a door. You know, you have to keep your hope alive because it's a door. It will give us entrance, access to our blessings. You know, we can't bury our hope. We have to keep it alive so that we have access to the blessings that God has ordained for us. You know, there's nothing we can do unless we have access to a place. You know, if we don't have access to this auditorium, I will not be able to stand here to preach. None of us will be here. Sometimes the door of blessing is closed because we have lost hope. You know, because we have lost hope. We should never lose hope. Just hope and let your hope be full, because you know the Almighty God will enable you. See, we should keep our hope alive because hope is being referred to here as a door. Doors of blessing. Doors of opportunity. But if we say, oh, I've been in this situation for only God knows, then I don't even care anymore. That is losing hope. We are shutting doors of blessing against us. We should not do that. We should be hopeful at all times. No matter what the devil is bringing, we should always be hopeful. Let's look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. Hebrews 6, 18. If you are there before me, you can read. Hebrews 6, 18 and 19. Praise the Lord. Hope here is being referred to as an anchor. We all know what an anchor is. Do we? We know. An anchor is you know, something like a metal that is used to stabilize a ship on the ocean. That is what hope is. That is what the Bible is referring to as hope, as an anchor. You have to keep your hope alive. Because without your hope being alive, you know, it will be impossible for you to be stabilized on the ocean of life. If we ever lose hope, we'll be like a sheep without an anchor. So how do we stand? You know, we'll be tossed here and there, here and there. That is why we have to keep our hopes alive. Without an anchor, the ship will sink. So without hope, how can we stand? We sink into sin. We sink into disobedience. Hope is an anchor of the soul. So that is the more reason, as a Christian and believer, we have to keep our hopes alive. Because it is an anchor to stabilize us. Whatever the devil is bringing, whatever the enemy is bringing, with hope, we overcome and we will be victorious in Jesus' name. I don't know in any area of your life that you are looking unto God for one miracle, for one open doors. Just be hopeful. And I believe and I can tell you that your testimony will be full and you will sing a new song in Jesus' name. We should be hopeful. You know, somebody described hope, you know, he said hope is like oxygen. You know, without oxygen, the lungs will not be able to function. So without hope, as a Christian, we can't function. So that is why hope is very important. And we know that without hope, faith will not be able to work. Love will be barren. So that is why we should be hopeful every time. We should be hopeful, keep our hopes alive. Let's look at Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans 5, 5. Romans 5, 5. I don't think we need to go to the Bible. It's a very popular passage that we all know. But if we still want to go there, I know we all know it, but we can still go there. Romans 5:5. Are we all there? Are we all there? Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. What is hope here? Eh? Hope will never or put us to shame. Is that not what the Bible is telling us this morning? Hope does not make us shame or disappoint. You know, when we keep our hope alive in every issue of life, we'll never be disappointed and we'll not be put to shame. You know, I don't know whatever you are hoping God for this hoping for this morning. I want to tell you that you will not and you will never be ashamed or disappointed in it in Jesus' name. What you need to do is to keep your hopes alive. You know, we are not just meant to manage life. Just no. We are not just say, Lord, I'm even happy because now I can eat. I'm happy for what you have placed me now. I'm very happy. No, that is not the way we are supposed to live life. We are supposed to live life to the fullness and enjoy it. Because why? What did the Bible say? The Bible says we'll be the one to clothe the poor, feed the needy. You know, how can we be just staying in one place and not hopeful? We have to be hopeful so that doors of blessings, doors of prosperity will be open to us so that we'll be able to fulfill that God has ordained for us as a Christian and believer. Whatever you want God to do, even today is the 31st of this month. It's never too late. It's not even 12 noon yet. God can still do wonders. God is never too late. And I believe, and I keep saying it again, that you will never be as ashamed in those situations in Jesus' name. Whatever situation that has caused you in the past to lose hope, even as you have heard this message this morning, God will rekindle your hope, and your hope will be alive in Jesus' name. Now, we know what hope is, you know? And now, I'm going to tell us how we can keep our hope, our life, or how we can boost our hopes. We all know what hope is now. It's a door, it's an anchor. And if without those things, faith, love, and we won't be able to walk. So everything goes together. We know everything about hope now. But we are going to look at the ways that we can boost our hope. Number one here is to stay connected to God. Let's look at the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4. If you are there before me, you can read. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4. Praise the Lord. We have to stay connected to the living. That is the Almighty God. We have to stay connected to God and His work. We should not be a Christian that is one leg in, one leg out. We should not be the type of Christian that we only read the Bible on Sundays. We should separate time. We all run a very tight schedule, I can see and I can tell you. But still, God is telling us this morning that we should be connected to the living. That is God. We have to stay connected. You know, we have to set time to meditate upon the word of God. We have to set time to read the Bible, to study, to show ourselves approved. We have to leave those things that will not end us the kingdom of God. We have to stop finger-pointing, malice, criticism, and stay connected with God. Staying connected to God is one way we can boost our hope. Another way is spiritual vigilance. Let's open our Bible to the book of John. John 5:3. Let's start from verse 3. Just like I told you, I'm in the process of getting my eyes fitted for the glasses. So if you are there before me, just pardon me and read. Sometimes I read one line twice. Praise the Lord. John 5:3. Yeah, you can read further, sir. Praise the Lord. It's a very familiar story. We all know the story. You know, spiritual vigilance. We have to be spiritually sensitive. You know, somebody has been standing there for how many years? 38 years. Because of lack of spiritual sensitivity. You know, he was not sensitive enough to see when the angels will come and move the water. He was just standing there for 38 years because of lack of spiritual sensitivities. There are a lot of things that we engage in that will not make us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You know, that even when the Holy Spirit is speaking, that we can see that everybody around us will see, will not see. I say God will deliver us in Jesus' name. Every area, spiritually, that we are not sensitive enough to see what God is telling us or where the instruction God is telling us. I pray that today will be the end of it in Jesus' name. The third one is possibility mentality. You know, we can boost our hope when we have the possibility mentality. Let's look at Proverbs 23:7, the book of Proverbs, chapter 23 and verse 7. It's the one that we all know, but I still want us to open it. Proverbs 23:7. Are we all there? It says, for as he thinks in his heart, so he is. What are you thinking about your situation? What are you thinking about the things around you that you are not happy with? Is your hope still alive in them? The Bible is telling us here that as we think, that is what we are. We have to be positive. We have to be positive in everything, in all of our situations. We have to have the possibility mentalism that everything with God, that nothing is impossible with God. So that is one of the ways we can boost our hope. Possibility mentality. The other one is spiritual sensitivity. The other one is staying connected to God and his work. Number four, joyful disposition. Let's look at Romans 12:12. Joyful disposition. Romans 12:12. Are we all there? It says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue steadfastly in prayers. Rejoicing in hope. You know, that is how we can boost our hope. Wherever there is hope, there is joy. Whatever you are believing God for, keep on rejoicing in them. And you know what? God will cause your joy to be full in them. Whatever you are believing God for this hour, I don't know what it is, but I know what I'm believing God for. Just be joyful. Keep your hope alive and be joyful, you know? We should be joyful always. We should not be complaining. You know, some people, each time I remember, I don't know where, maybe I shared in one of the house fellowship. We used to go to this house fellowship about maybe 8-10 years ago in Armadale. There was somebody there, you know, that if you just say good morning, that is what, if you don't want to hear a story, just say good morning. Don't say how are you. If you say how are you, oh, my back hurts, my leg, my this, my that. And you know, it was becoming and unbecoming. So the house fellowship leader now said that because sometimes he will hold us back, you know, we are supposed to be there for like an hour for the Bible study. He will use like 20, 25 minutes for complaining just because somebody asks, how are you? How is the body? So the house fellowship leader now said, set a rule. When you see Mr. so-and-so and so, just say good morning. Just say hello. You don't need to ask about anything because the devil is using it as a distraction. By the time we leave the place, everybody will be burdened with his problem, you know? Instead of coming there to lift each other up and pray, we go back home with a bucket full of complaints. So we should be joyful. That is what I'm saying. Whatever we are going through, remember I know somebody. Then, in Victoria, we were there together. We had my last child together. This lady went through a lot of things. You know what? she will be crying. And she'll be saying, Lord, I thank you for bringing me to Australia. And I'll be looking at her. I said, Eunice, what is wrong? She said, yes. Sister, I thank God. I'm thanking God for bringing me to Australia. You know, looking back, I just look at her and say, you know, she did not utter any negative word. Tears will be coming out. When I say she went through a lot, she did. But tears will be running like this. And you go there. I remember once she was in the hospital. I went there. Tears were rolling down. She said, sister, you know what? I thank God for bringing me to Australia. I really thank God. And she was crying. She was joyful. And the devil was trying to bring thoughts to her heart. But she didn't take it. We have to be joyful. That is one way we can boost our hope. The last one. We have to learn to recall past victories. Let's look at the book of Lamentation. The book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 21. Book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 21. If anybody is there before me, you can please read. Praise the Lord. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. We should learn to recall past victories. You know, many of us, you know, many things that we have been through. And God gave us victory. So, when we are going through some things, we should think back. You know, think back how God has saved you. How God has provided for you. Looking back at all those things that God has done. That is what David did in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17. That is what he did. He said, the Lord that delivered me from the pound of the lions and the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And what happened to him? He had victory. We should learn to recall past glory. You know, past victories. I used to tell the people on the other house fellowship that, you know, that if we don't learn to pray hard here, that I don't know when, maybe in heaven, that is where we are going to learn to pray. I used to tell them, when I told them, I said, this is the very place you need to learn to pray hard and look back at what God, the victory God has given you in the past. And they were looking at me. I explained to them. I said, you know what? You are not originally from here. Nobody knows you here except God. And I said to them, I said, look at me now. My name is Adegoye. Let's say I'm back in Africa now and I did something wrong, no matter how bad what I've done could be, you know, when they put me wherever they put me, somebody will just walk around and look at me and say, oh, your name is this. Is it the Adegoye from Osun State or the one from Onitsha? Then here, nobody knows you except God. That is the more reason you have to pray hard and recall, you know, those areas that God has given you victory in the past. And I also tell them that all of us, we've been through many situations that we think that even when we look at the situation, we say, Lord, how am I going to get out of this? You know? And God gave us victory. So we should not bury our hope. We should keep it alive by recalling past victories. If we recall past victory, just like David did, we have more victories. Yes, that is what is going to happen. But if we are not hopeful, if our hope is not alive, then what can we do? There's nothing we can do. Faith will not even work if our hope is not alive. If we don't try to recall past victory, then we can't move forward. If we recall past victory, it will help us to trust more. You know, if we remember how God has provided for us in the past, you know, our hope will spring forth. If we remember, you know, those days, all those suffer-head period, that sometimes you wake up in the morning, you don't even know the next thing to do, you don't even know where to go. And God ordered your footstep. Here you are today. And you are here, just a little thing. Come up, and you can't think back
to recall those victories that God has given you. Some of us, we finished school. We graduated from school. We'll be looking for a job, looking everywhere. And maybe I met one lady here. She told me that she stayed for 9 years at home after graduating from uni. Then before she got a job, then she came here. She said she only looked for a job for like 6 months, and God provided. Then she said during those process that she's always telling God that, oh, God, I know before I even left, you provided a good job for me. So 6 months is nothing. That is what we can do to boost our hope, you know. We recall past glories, those things that God has done in our life in the past. Remember them. And so anything that is coming now will be nothing to us if we learn to recall past victories. And even this morning, if we have not been doing that, because we have heard the word this morning, God will rekindle, you know, our memory. We'll be able to recall past glory in Jesus' name. We'll be able to recall, look back, and see what God has done for us in the past so that it will help us to move forward in our Christian life. We have heard many things about faith, about hope, I mean, this morning. And we have heard how we can boost our hope. So we cannot hear this word and just swallow it like that. We have to pray. That is why the message is so short like this, so that we have time to pray. Now, in closing, we are going to thank God even for what we have heard this morning. Please, can we rise up and begin to thank God for what we have heard this morning? Remember how to boost our hope. Stay connected to God, spiritual vigilance, possibility mentality, joyful disposition, recall past victory. And we know hope is being referred to as a door, an anchor. Without hope, faith, and love cannot work. Thank God for even the word you have heard this morning, because I don't know. The message might be for somebody here this morning. So let's thank God for the word that has come forth. Father, we bless you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. Father, God Almighty, Lord. Even as your word, O Lord, as it goes, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Daddy, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Freedom was sorted, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, because we have freedom to listen to your word. Thank you, Lord. And help us, O Lord, to stay connected, O Lord, in Jesus' name.